The news can be hard to get through each day. Wars, crimes, and the suffering of innocents, the warming of the planet and rising of the seas, wildfires, lockdowns, detainment camps, and millions displaced by war, drought, hunger, and dictatorships. Sometimes there's too much to take in. This is a weekend that includes Passover, Easter Sunday, and the continuation of Ramadan. Holidays about rescue, renewal, and reflection. Stories about the parting of seas for a people to escape slavery, a great soul rising, and fasting and long nights of prayer to remind ourselves of the preciousness of life. Sarah Sager, a cantor in Beechwood, Ohio, told us this confluence of holy days represents the right of every human being to be free. For 3,000 years, we have been observing this holiday with the same vision. We will continue to do so until the dream is realized. Somehow, it shouldn't be so hard and rare. Imam Makram Numan El Amin in Minneapolis told us, "I choose not to see this as a coincidence, but a sign that all these faiths overlap. We bring multitudes around the globe together in acts of prayer this weekend for the common good of all peoples. This is especially important in a time of conflicts and social justice concerns." And Sister Margaret Guider of the Boston College School of Theology and Ministry sent us a poem. It reads in part, "The convergence of these sacred days should serve as a collective reminder that the prophetic heritage of our respective faith traditions, whether adhered to or not, and the ways of our ancestors continue to permeate the air which the human family breathes of freedom, love, and peace, the life-giving breath of the Holy One. Yet many of us throughout the year breathe through our mouths while holding our noses. In doing so, we defend ourselves from the suffocating air of bondage, hatred, and violence that surrounds us. However, in doing so, we also close ourselves off from any opportunity, smelling the sense of justice, hope, and compassion that also arouse conscience, giving rise to courage and resiliency. Perhaps these holy days will provide us with an opportunity to open ourselves to be moved, Christians, East and West, Muslim, Shia and Sunni, and Jews, Orthodox and Reformed, to breathe in the sense of the sacred, of freedom, love, and peace that we're called to breathe out, not only on special days, but every day."